What is it you're feeling?
Well,
I'm curious.
The best kind of feeling. It's like violence and arousal.
Oh, man.
This is Thousand Arm Fortress.
I feel it, too.
By returning, we hear the larks.
Yeah, this is our introduction to The Weekly Discover.
Yeah!
Welcome.
Oh,
this
man.
Is Release of Radar, number 11.
Number 11. We're getting deeper into the double digits every time.
Oh, my God. This is technically 25, I think. The 26th episode.
Wow. Bam. Ooh. We've done it, guys.
That's how many years old I am right now, actually.
Very nice. Yes.
And seems appropriate to say that.
Yeah. Who is it that we have speaking?
John Bronson.
Hey.
Excellent.
What's up?
As always, I'm Chris Morley.
Yeah, my name is J.D. Myers.
And we know you, John.
Yeah, we know you a little bit. Actually, you just stumbled off the street. You just rolled in. You saw us podcasting in the window. You were like, hey, dude.
Might as well. I was like...
Give the listeners a little snapshot of what you do, what you're into, so on and so on.
I work at bands.
Yeah.
I have been in a couple bands. I just enjoy playing hardcore music or just listening to it.
Nice.
And also all types of music, especially pop punk and hardcore music.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a man after my own heart.
I am open to other genres, except for country.
No country.
No offense to any country lovers.
Oh, you might want to check out.
I'm actually in a country band.
Oh, God.
We're called the Backwoods Boys.
Yeah, man.
You know what? That actually sounds awful. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
It's okay. We're going to drop an album sometime in the next 2 decades. You wait for that.
Cool.
It's going to go quadruple platinum, no features.
Awesome.
Dude, speaking of, I had my first Backwood the other day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was
your little brother's fault.
It was my little brother's fault, for
yes.
sure. Number one. Tainted me, but not the best. It was like all lumpy and shit, and like it didn't look great. I mean, I guess you get your tobacco and your weed at the same time, but to me, it just sounds cool. It doesn't
overhyped.
Smoke. Yeah, it's super overhyped.
See, that's the thing. It's one of those things that like there are much better alternatives, but like it's got a name to it.
Yeah,
it's like playing a Les Paul.
Yeah,
like you can get a technically better guitar.
Yeah,
but a Les Paul is a Gibson fucking Les Paul.
Yeah.
Or drinking Ciroc at a club. Like, there are a million better liquors.
That's a good analogy.
Just like, Ciroc.
I thought you were going to say Sriracha.
Sriracha.
Sriracha, when you could have Tapatio. Come on, there's a difference here. All right, anyway, here.
I love
Release
that.
Radar. We have an interchanging playlist of JD and I's Spotify-provided Release Radar songs. Here, let this come in real quick. I'll shut up. There it is. God
yeah.
damn, that shit. But we will go through with the help of our friend John Braun and decide whether the Spotify algorithm hit a home run and this is right up our alley, or if they fucked up and hate us.
It's one of the two, man. It's one of the two.
It's usually one of the two. There aren't too many songs I'm meh on.
Yeah.
Did you look at anything from our last cast?
Hey, you know what? I certainly fucking did.
Tell me about it.
Let me pull up my notes.
You're a better man than I.
Jesus Peace.
Oh, hell yeah.
I listened to their new album.
What'd you think?
It was good.
It was worth the hype?
It was worth the hype. It was pretty tasty.
All right. Philly hardcore.
Yeah, Philly hardcore. Yeah.
Is that the extent of it?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's a little better than me. I took one day to listen to, what was that one group that like I thought was going to be like cheesy post-hardcore, but I really liked the chorus?
New Limbo.
Oh, yeah. Their music is pretty good. I didn't like anything as much as that song, but it wasn't as bad as I had predicted it to be.
Yeah.
So it was good.
All right.
Is there anything you've been listening to, John Braun, recently?
Going
on a kick?
Tiny Moving Parts.
Tiny Moving Parts, yeah, that's always...
Tiny Moving
they're
Parts.
Always good stuff.
Tiny Moving Parts.
Lots of Tiny Moving Parts.
Yeah. Yeah, what else?
Gee, I don't know. I gotta say, I've been checking out Moose Blood's new album recently.
That's
I kind of
good.
Like that. I
that's
definitely
good.
Like that. Aside from that, gee, I don't know.
The thing with Moose Blood for me is that that first LP, the I'll Think of You from Time to Time or whatever it is, that was so good. It's hard for me to listen to music after that, even though it's still good.
No, and that's the context that I have to listen to it, because like understanding that they're not really gonna trump that, but they can put a decent follow up.
They could keep
it,
making good music. Yeah. Them and Being as an Ocean had that same issue for me personally.
Yep.
But it's not. That's not a bad issue. That's a good problem, as Childish Gambino would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
which he, I think he was talking about a condom slipping off in a threesome when he said that.
Oh, shit.
He's come a long way.
That's a good problem. One of them's getting pregnant.
Good problems. Oh, man. I guess we,
he's getting pregnant.
The child of Donald Glover.
The child of childish?
The childish child.
Oh, yeah.
Held by Donald himself. That was a good ass track. That was a great intro. I feel like we almost might be, you know, spiting ourselves by starting with a song that we like so much.
Yeah.
And accidentally setting the bar as that.
Hey, Will. You're up first. Let's see where you lower it to.
It's gonna go low. It's gonna go low. I have not liked the releases from this group for years now.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, sometimes they annoy me.
Yeah.
Sometimes they annoy me a lot. But we'll see where it goes. This is a new track. This is Lake Effect Kid by Fall Out Boy.
All right.
This is one of the... they have guitars. That's already better than a lot of the singles I've heard from them in the past few years.
Right.
Yeah, they went like full like pop electronic for a while.
Oh, God.
And then they tried to do I think they did like an extended release of one of their albums where they did like four quote unquote like punk tracks, but it's literally just shitty four chord tracks recorded badly, which normally that's hardcore and punk.
Yeah.
But it's these guys doing
it's
it. So it feels
point.
Disingenuous.
Right.
Oh, they're from Chirac.
Whoa. Oh, what?
Yeah. I enjoyed their first two albums, which came out, you know, God knows forever ago.
Long time.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
I was in like middle school when that first album dropped, I think, and I'm old.
I was in eighth grade when Sugar We're Going Down was a banger.
Oh, shit. Yeah, 2003 was Take This to Your Grave.
Yeah.
They had the Where Is Your Blood Tonight? And even then, I thought they were sugary, and I was a corny ass kid. I still thought Fall Out Boy was sugary.
You know, I gotta say, this sounds like he has been listening, like they've been listening to a ton of Maroon 5. Like that song's about Jane, you know, that first album.
I would say it's got to be older Maroon 5 because they did the same thing that Fall Out Boy did.
Yeah, it sounds so poppy.
Which
I
mean,
can't lie, I'm kind of digging it.
it's catchier than I thought it was going to be,
yeah.
And there's actual instrumentation as opposed to having some producer come in, lay like an EDM track, and then Dr. Patrick Stump's voice over it.
Right.
Actually, recently, as of today, I checked the... because, you know, I'm a social media ambassador. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I checked the Instagram story of Jordan Buckley of Every Time I Die, his wife.
Yeah.
And she has a video of Jordan playing bass for Fall Out Boy at a show they did recently.
What?
And, like, I guess it clicked with me that they're friends because they've toured together.
Yeah.
Like, there was one really, really weird tour. It was Fall Out Boy headlining, then Machine Gun Kelly, and then Every Time I Die.
Right.
That's a diverse fucking tour. And
yeah,
we'll cover Machine Gun Kelly
this.
Later. Because he did some shit, man.
Yeah.
But we'll bring that up later.
He threw some words. He threw some words
heavy around. Words, and I'm kind of impressed by him.
Yeah.
But we'll go over that later.
Do you want to set up a preface? Let's set up a preface for this for John and our viewers. Machine Gun Kelly and
okay.
Eminem. Eminem hates Machine Gun Kelly. So I've been informed by Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, they're beefing right now, and fucking Eminem dropped like 23 disses about him on his newly released album as of like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Kamikaze.
Yeah, he didn't promote it at all. He just dropped it to diss people, which Eminem, he's the king of that thing.
Right.
And you think that nobody would come back at him, but then Machine Gun Kelly, who I don't like, and honestly, when it comes down to it, I respect Eminem. I'm not a big fan of his music, but I respect how good he is.
Yeah. Wait. Let's go to the point. The reason why. Because Eminem, Machine Gun Kelly said that Eminem's daughter was hot when
You're
she was
kidding.
Like 15 or 16.
Yeah, she's like 16.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And I get, like, it might have been like a joke or whatever, but...
Eminem's probably not
Eminem's
too happy.
He's pretty ticked.
Mad dad.
Yeah.
Oh, God. What are your thoughts?
On this track?
Yes.
The Lake Effect Kid is having no effect on me.
Yep.
Yeah, this isn't... I mean, it's a good track. It's probably like one of the best ones they put out in a while. But
yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not knowledgeable enough. It's not Sugar I'm Going Down, and it doesn't have any appeal as a Fall Out Boy track to me.
I would say with the same kind of thing we were talking about with Moose Blood. It's you know, I liked obviously a lot of tracks from Under the Cork Tree, but
yeah.
It's definitely not going to be able to get on top of those.
Yeah, they're not going to reach that standard again.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I think it's a good departure from their current sound, but it didn't do anything for me either. But hopefully this is a push in the right direction for them. They're actually picking their instruments back up. So.
Yeah.
Good.
That is a forward step. You're right.
Good news, meh song. I have much higher expectations for your next one. That Summer Cold's still getting you, man. What a bummer.
Yeah, a little bit. I got the black lung.
Oh, no. Too many days down in the mines.
Yeah, too many days.
I told you, seven a week is too many.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Anyways, this is I Hate the Flowers by Nothing.
We might have to get like a little whiteboard for like the artists that we just keep putting on because we enjoy the music.
Yeah, we've had them on two times.
Twice before, yeah. This is the third time.
Yeah, these are our rehab boys from Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like shoegazy. They're fun. I like them. It's funny, obviously my favorite song from them is Vertigo Flowers. Right. And now he's saying he hates flowers. Is that a departure from their old sound?
I think it is. I think it might be Vertigo Flowers. Maybe he got sick and he got sent a lot of flowers.
Because that's I fucking hate flowers. Send me bourbon.
I hate the flowers. I'm a nihilist. Send me death.
Sounding a little self-conflicted there. Maybe he got vertigo. He's so dizzy.
Yeah.
He's like, fucking like, flowers.
Fuck, I hate these flowers. They did this to me.
Oh, I don't know if we knew this, but they dropped the full album. I didn't know if we were just picking singles off of them, but they dropped a 9-song album.
Did they really?
That this is off of called Dance on the Blacktop.
Oh, yeah. It has been a minute since that's been out.
And if the blacktop is on top of the building, then he could definitely get vertigo.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes sense. I like these guys. These guys are fun. Philly. Album art's kind of weird for the new album.
Is that like a prosthetic mask?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
That is what it looks like.
It is weird. It is very weird.
But I mean, these guys are kind of weird, so fuck it. I'm liking the tones a lot.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of like Daylight.
Yeah.
Who are now super heaven.
Right.
Speaking of, you just got a sick shirt from them, didn't you?
Yeah, our new roommate, who I'm sure will be on the cast sometime soon, dropped that stack of shirts over there. And one of them is a Daylight shirt, which I'm going to cherish forever.
Nice.
They're not Daylight anymore, so it might be hard to get Daylight merch.
It was like a Cynic shirt from like 2010 or something like that. There's a couple of T-Bam shirts.
He's got the tour shirt for the Pop Punk's Not Dead 2011.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
When it was like Set Your Goals, Newfound Glory, Man Overboard, Who I Hate, and like the Wonder Years.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's sick.
He was cool.
So, you know, I'm digging this, but I'm just not in the right mood for it to fully enjoy it, you know?
I feel you. What mood are you feeling? Like, what kind of genres do you think would hit you right now?
I want some energy.
You want some energy?
I want some energy
right
now.
Just you wait till my next track, dog.
All right, yeah. I'm waiting.
You just wait. I mean, I'm always in the mood for this type of music, honestly.
Yeah. Well, it's just 9 p.m. Monday night. This is my weekend.
Hell yeah.
I want to order pizza.
Order pizza, man. It's live. It's your weekend.
Do you.
I'm going to order some pizza, I think.
Hell yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Oh man, that's fuzzy.
Oh yeah, that is nice.
I'm trying to think about who this reminds me of besides like Daylight. Now Super Heaven.
Right.
There's like a whole slew of bands in there, like Balance and Composure, and those other guys that I can't think of. But I have like a full playlist of this like type of music, and this would go well there.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying to let it flow. It's nice.
It's kind of just trudging along. It's been at like the same kind of slow speed the whole time, which is nice.
Yeah.
I feel like it has to be like raining outside to get full enjoyment from this track.
Yeah, you're right.
Just like driving through the rain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Just be like, yup.
Yep. Late night, kind of like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You can see all the lights, the street lights kind of glittering off the rain.
Exactly my mental picture.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't know what it is about this type of music. It's possibly like my favorite type of music, but seeing it live, it's not that it's unenjoyable. It's just not nearly as fun as something that's like energetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost tiring.
Yeah, kind of just like drones.
Yeah, it's kind of like a it's like exhausting almost. It's a little bit harder to get through.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? They just don't have like the nuances of the studio mastered version.
I just think it's the energy.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, they can play it better than the studio. Like, I've seen Daylight before, and I remember, like, dying over the bass tone. It was so good.
Right.
And, like, I love their set, but it was in between, like, they played after Mixtapes, who was, like, just sugary, upbeat pop-punk, and they played before 4 Year Strong.
Mm.
So in that sandwich, we kind of had, like, the sludging along kind of Pennsylvania-style, like, shoegazy stuff.
Right. And that just, that kind of kills the energy, kills the vibe.
It was a great show, but the vibes went way low. It got way more chill. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't ready to like throw hands during 4 Year Strong.
Right.
I did, but I had to get myself back in the mood for it. That's a save for me. Yeah. I like Nothing. I didn't know the full album's out, so I'm going to check it out.
I Hate the Flowers by Nothing. What you got?
Oh boy. I'm in it for the memes. This is a new single, Live or Die, by Noah Cyrus, featuring Lil Xan.
Lil Xan!
Jesus Christ. These guys are like the best meme right now. I get consistently berated by two of my friends who just send me Lil Xan memes like every other day.
Yeah, you were just showing me a couple of them.
They're pretty good.
Have you seen
They're pretty
John?
Funny.
No, I don't think so.
I'll flip up a couple for you. This is all because these two are a couple. It's Miley Cyrus' little sister is dating Lil Xan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they had a very, very unfortunate picture on like a runway or somewhere, the red carpet, and it's been memed out everywhere.
Yeah, it's been super memed.
I'll just grab you a couple samples. It's Xan. It's Sigourney Weaver. There's Spider Xan.
Oh my God.
So he's pretty good.
Nose is smashed because he's on a driveway.
No, he was kissing Noah Cyrus.
Oh,
but I guess no one taught him how to kiss.
Yeah,
so that's what he's got going on.
That's awesome.
Oh man,
poor Lil Xan. I feel bad for him.
Poor dude.
I only feel so bad because he swore like over a year ago he was going to change his name to just his first name, which is Diego, because he didn't want to help promote the drug culture and rap music anymore.
Yeah.
He hasn't made a change yet.
He's still Lil Xan.
Still
Lil
Xan.
He can never change now. He's made his name.
I remember one specific time our friend Danny referring to him as the kid with the biggins because he has huge teeth. He's a character. He's got the face tats and everything. He's a perfect SoundCloud rapper.
Yeah. Dude, I don't get face tats, man. I just don't fucking get them.
I don't get it either. Personally. I haven't seen them really work out well. I like neck tattoos.
Yeah.
I wouldn't disappoint my parents that much. Not till like maybe I'm retired. But I don't know. The face ones, I haven't seen it done right. Besides Mike Tyson. And I'm only saying that so Mike Tyson doesn't fight me. I'm scared of him.
I haven't seen any that I've really thought were like truly attractive, like truly done well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. It just still seems so aggressive.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess in the entertainment industry, especially in the music side, you have to find something new and edgy.
Right.
And then other people will hop on that trend to get attention. Like that fucking 6ix9ine kid's face is covered in tattoos.
Yeah.
And they're all trash. Fuck that. God damn it.
Fucking Fifi.
I was on the subreddit, Made Me Smile, because it's all full of positive stuff. Yeah, supposedly there's a little kid with brain cancer, and on his Instagram, he went to go visit this kid because the kid's last wish was to meet Tekashi 6ix9ine. That's how you know his brain was sick.
Yeah, that's how you know.
And, like, I'm very proud of Reddit, because the comments are immediately like, this is a PR thing. He's still, like a child molester.
Still a piece of shit.
Still a bad guy. Bad guy does good thing. It goes back in that whole discussion that we've had a million times over.
What if that kid actually didn't want to see Tekashi? It was just completely made up.
Oh my God.
It's a publicity stunt.
Yeah, it's all completely fabricated.
That's possible. I want to hope for the most positive outcomes in most things and hope that he did it out of whatever part of his heart is good. Still hate that guy. I hate his music.
Yeah.
I don't like his music. Ugh.
I kind of like Fifi. But that's because Nicki Minaj just runs that track.
I also really don't like Nicki Minaj, so that did nothing for me. Not a damn thing. Well, much like that last track, I didn't know what to expect with it. I kind of wanted it to be like balls to the wall so I can laugh really hard, but it kind of ended up being a little boring.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you do these...
what's the head, Bob?
When you do these rap game... like love duets or whatever,
yeah,
they end up being pretty boring.
Yeah, what are the variables there? What really can you change up? You got the formula. Live or die. Noah Cyrus, Lil Xan. Lil Xantara.
Pass for me, Lil Xantara. Vulgar display of Xan. Spider Xan, 2099. What do you have next? Because I have no idea.
This is Uzi, the famous trap lord, with Montel 2099. It's a new track called Underground without the OU in ground.
And in all caps. If you do it any other way, you're not going to find it.
So Uzi, this guy.
Which is Uzi, by the way. There's no Lil or anything involved.
Yeah. Uzi. Right. No one really knows who he is. He's a trap god. He's been around for a while. He has over, I think, like 100 something tracks out. That he's pretty much like the king of trap right now.
Then why have I never heard of him?
You've heard of him. You've heard of him. I've played tons of his music. Especially UBC.
I haven't heard of him either.
Really?
No, I'm going to be that guy right now.
All right, well...
Well, if you've played it, then I've definitely heard. He said it says here he has releases on Mad Decent, so I've probably heard him for sure.
Yeah, he has a ton of tracks on Mad Decent.
So so he's like the EDM trap guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a cool mask.
Yeah. He's got a couple of masks.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, there is a bag of white cheddar popcorn here, John, that you purchased, and it hasn't been opened. That are you gonna start this party or what?
Do you want some?
I think I want a kernel or two. All
right, I'll open this in honor of you.
All right. I just have like
and your Pikachu.
Oh, thank you.
On your MacBook.
I got one.
Yeah, I've been playing Pokemon Go a little bit recently.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah?
How's it going?
It's pretty lit. So they changed it from having never enough Pokeballs to having way too many Pokemon. So you literally... Or having too many Pokeballs, sorry.
Yeah.
And not enough Pokemon to way too many Pokemon and no Pokeballs. So kind of a different meta now, but
yeah,
it's cool.
Nice, nice. I saw the community days because I kind of keep track of it a little bit.
Yeah, when you're not getting banned.
Yeah, when I'm not getting banned. They have a ton of shiny Pokemon coming out, like all the starters and like all the quests that they have now.
Yeah.
That seems pretty cool.
Yeah.
The quests seem pretty sweet.
I feel like it wasn't as good when it got released a few years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's like starting to gain some traction.
Yeah. And I got banned. I should play again.
I think you should.
I had a shiny Bulbasaur, man. I had two shiny Bulbasaurs.
Are you kidding?
And I got banned.
Wait, why'd you get banned?
I was spoofing.
Oh, you hacker.
I hacked a little bit.
You probably deserved it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I probably did. I probably did. I was trying to hack responsibly, John. I'm not going to lie to you. But I had some legendaries, and it was during the winter, okay? That was my excuse.
Oh, no, I've heard of people doing that. And I probably was about to look into it, too, if I hadn't, like, stopped playing that game.
But you're back on it now.
Back on it now.
Yeah.
I actually never started. I don't know why.
Yeah, this beer is not that good.
Not enjoying it.
Yeah. Trouble in Paradise. 3 Stars Brewing Company. It's a sour ale with mango and guava.
Well, the brewing company's name doesn't start with a W, so we knew the endorsement wasn't going to work.
Yeah, you're right.
But it was worth a try.
Yeah.
It's worth branching out every once in a while. It looks like this Montel 2099 guy, I think he's from New Zealand.
Oh, really?
That's what it looked like on his Facebook.
Nice.
I could be grossly wrong, but I'm going to say that confidently.
Yeah, he's from New Zealand.
Yeah, let's go with that. So I think I have a place for that. That was decent.
That was all right. That was all right. Quality goods. Records.
In the realm of Uzi, where does that stand?
That's like a 7. It's like a 6.5, 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say that, like, half of his work is better than that?
I would say... the works that I've heard are better.
All right.
Actually, I don't know. That's pretty good. That was a pretty good track.
He was bad decent.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And had some nice head bob.
Yeah, it was good background music. It would be good Overwatch music.
Yeah, I'm gonna say maybe 50%, maybe like 40% of his music is better than that. But that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Cool.
All right. Underground.
Hard Left Time.
Here we go.
This is one of those bands that I've always like missed at live shows, and I've always been told I'd like them, and every time I hear them, I like them, but I never look into them. This is The Stranger in Our Pictures by Hail the Sun.
Hey.
I think you told me about Hail the Sun like a really long time ago.
I think at some point I like dipped into them, was enjoying them for a little bit, but...
They're from Cali. I just remember them being like kind of noodly.
Yeah.
With their guitar work. I think there was one track that you liked that you sent me.
Right. Let me see if I can find that.
That's like the extent of what I remember. They probably have a lot of material out since then.
Oh, yeah. The album Wake, actually, is really good.
Wake?
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
2014. That's the only one I've heard.
It sounds kind of like Anthony Green.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what drew me to them at first.
The kind of circus sounds?
Yeah. They get a little bit harder, a little bit heavier.
I was going to say, what's his name? Jack from Skyler Drive.
Oh, Jag.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, man. There's a time when our old roommate, Pat, he didn't know what a Skyler Drive looked like, but he'd seen the album covers, you know, like with the girl on it.
Right.
And we were listening to it. I don't think I was there when this happened, but he was listening to Skylit Drive, and they saw the album cover, and he's like, yo, I'd fuck the singer of a Skylit Drive, thinking it was the girl on the cover.
I'm sure he would.
And then it turns out it's Jag.
Yeah.
The little ginger boy.
He would. He still would, probably.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man. It's like, I know it was the guy.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That was so funny. Sometimes you get God. He took it with grace. He took it with grace. What a champion.
The singer of Skylit Drive. Just God. So confidently.
I didn't get super into a Skylit Drive.
Me either.
Or Circa, actually, now that I think about it.
Me either. Jaturna. That was the album to get into.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that, and I can't remember.
Blue Sky Noise is pretty good.
Yeah. That's one that people are always talking about.
Blue Sky Noise is great. Can't believe I know that.
I'm proud of you. Look at you pulling out that info.
I know. Damn. I'm on a roll tonight.
Yeah.
One for one.
One for one. Hell yeah. Everyone was home. This is way more calm than I expected it to be. Because I kind of only heard that one song you sent me years ago.
Yeah.
I kind of expected a little more up, like old Dance Gavin Dance style.
Strawberry now, Swisher Part 2.
Yeah. Downtown, Battle Mountain. But now it sounds more like current Dance Gavin Dance.
They're following the trend.
Oh, yes.
Voice crack.
Nice. It's your weekend.
Hey.
You can do what you want.
I'll crack my voice if I want.
Hell yeah. They're definitely from Cali, though. That's kind of Dance Gavin Dancey. A few seconds. I think these guys, they didn't play the last, did they play this last Warped Tour?
I don't think so.
Because I've missed them at Warped Tour before, but I don't think it was his last one.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Maybe it was like 3-4 years ago, something like that. So I remember our buddy Mike was like, oh, you gotta catch Hail the Sun. And I was like, yeah, maybe. And I went, I can't remember what I saw. It was probably the year I wasted my time and saw Vanna's set, and they didn't play anything I wanted.
And they played all their bad music.
And they played all Void. If I want that, I know where to find it.
The Stranger in Our Pictures, Hail the Sun.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a save for me.
Yeah,
but
neither.
Yeah, it was decent.
Yeah. Well.
You're going to take the first explicit tag again.
3 in a row.
Look at that. You're Hello. On fire.
Yeah, this is going to be some heavy shit.
I'm looking forward to it.
This is Eye the Enemy by Eye Valiance.
Halloween Gore. don't know. I see names like this band name and assume it's lame.
Yeah.
I can't justify that.
If it has the comma in it, usually it's pretty bad.
It seems kind of pretentious to me.
Yeah, it's like, I, the breather? Come on.
Their bio is, we aren't going to give you some bullshit biography stating what we do and how good we are at it. We let our art speak for itself. We are I Valiants. We express ourselves freely and without boundaries. So in simpler terms, we like to keep things real.
They keep things so fucking real, Chris. Do you hear this?
Kinda.
Do we turn it off?
We're not going to give you a bullshit biography. Here's a quick biography.
Yeah.
They are pretty nasty.
Very, very heavy. They have some gross stuff. They noodle a lot. The vocalist is gross. I don't know. Lots of nasty stuff.
You've listened to these guys before, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's another Australian band.
Yeah, these guys are from Melbourne, and they are already on the map.
Hell yeah. Yeah, if you would like to take a look to the left, we have a map of Australia.
Yes.
And we've figured out, based on the regions in Australia, what kind of music these bands make. Essentially, there are a couple outliers, but for the most part, we have it kind of figured out. We have Australia figured out musically.
You'll see the outliers in yellow. Yeah. There's only a couple. Only a couple, but...
So far. We'll give it time. Actually, for this, I'd be kind of split on whether it'd be East or West Coast, because it's kind of dirtier than I expect from Melbourne.
Yeah, it is a little dirty.
Whereas Melbourne's more like North Laney kind of genty stuff.
Yeah, that southern end of Australia, really, you can never know. You never know.
This is true. That's why we have a map.
Wait, is Melbourne in the southern end? I think it's actually north. On the east. It's on the east coast. Sorry. You know what?
It's east coast.
Yeah. You know what?
Where is Melbourne? Thanks, computer. There it is. I'm glad blast beats are coming back. I miss them. What? Doing the little dancey inner Shikaria.
That offbeat snare hit.
3 seconds of Within the Ruins. It's pretty gross.
Yeah, it is.
It's not my normal lane. I'm enjoying it though.
Right. It's got a little swing to it.
A little swang.
A little swang. I like it. A little swang. Wait, what?
That's pretty cool.
Remember, they keep it real, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. No bullshit biographies over here.
It sounded like a... apart from a Mario dungeon.
I'm not gonna lie. It had me thinking of, like, something that reminded me of. That's probably the closest thing to it.
Or, like, a tunnel when you're going to Lavender Town in the first Pokemon game.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fucking Vermilion Tunnel or whatever.
This is a much scarier version of that.
Yeah.
Little wizard guys in Bowser's castle.
Yeah.
Mario.
Yeah. Motherfuckers.
We should just overlay the entire soundtrack to Luigi's Mansion with I Valiant's music.
Do a speed run.
Yeah.
Oh man. People make money off of that.
True.
That's crazy. People make money off of crazy things.
This is true.
Like podcasting. Who the fuck makes money off of podcasting?
Not us.
Yeah, not us.
That's for fucking sure.
One day.
One day. When we get picked up by Wonderbook and Waffle House.
Yeah.
Waffle House.
Wetzel's Pretzels.
Wetzel's Pretzels. Next up. I don't see Wetzel's Pretzels anymore.
Yeah, they're like mostly fucking...
Anti-Ans. Bankrupt.
Yeah, I think they're anti-Ans now.
The one in our mall, the one in my mall actually closed down. There used to be one like right outside of my store.
Oh, for real?
What the fuck is this riff? Sorry to interrupt you. But there's some crazy shit going on. So Wetzel's Pretzels closed down?
Yeah, like about a year ago, maybe more.
Oh, yeah.
Now
weird.
There's two Auntie Anne's in the same fucking building.
Fucking Auntie Anne's, dude.
What are your thoughts on I, the Enemy by I, Valiant, off the album I.
That was pretty good.
It was fun. I think I'm going to save it for the Mario memes. I definitely have some shit your pants playlists for that.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like that. I'm going to save that.
I concur.
I concur. Hard Left time. We've talked about these guys a lot. Their individual members have been featured on tracks on here, but we have never had a track of theirs on here. This is the just barely in second place explicit tag. This is You Ready? From the Mile 22 soundtrack by Migos.
Nice.
Oh, Migos. Hey. They'll do any feature for money.
Hey, grab that right there.
This Mile 22 movie does not look good.
Are you ready?
Have you guys seen the trailers for Mile 22?
No, I have not.
You're all right. It's a Mark Wahlberg action movie where they're like, oh, we have this guy who can bring down like this crime syndicate, but we got to get him 22 miles from here. And it's just them like getting shut down by these criminals and a whole bunch of explosions and car chases and bullshit.
Nice. Mile 22.
I think, did they make a music video for this?
Oh,
no.
They did one for Bright, the Netflix movie. Because they did a track for that where they... I think it was playing in the club scene. Yeah. The Will Smith movie. Yeah.
Okay.
That was actually pretty sick. Bright.
I enjoyed it more than I thought it was. It got a lot of criticism.
You know, I thought as... Honestly, as a world, it was very saturated. And I thought there was a lot of potential there.
Yeah.
I thought it was a great world. Like, I had a good premise. It was a little basic, for sure. But I mean...
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was cool.
And it was definitely rated R. I like those moments. It's gratuitously violent.
Yeah.
And I was very, very strangely attracted to the main villain. I don't know. I think that's my inner love for goth chicks. Was like, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah. A little bit. You know who I'm insanely attracted to that I feel like I really shouldn't?
Don't say the chick from Skylet Drive. But do tell us.
Fucking Hera from Avengers.
Oh, Hela?
Yeah, Hela.
I'm very attracted to her, too. And I also attribute that to my love for goth chicks.
I think it's... She's bad, dude. She's a bad motherfucker.
She's definitely bad. My mind got blown, actually, like, yesterday, because she's played by Kate Blanchett.
Yeah.
And she's in the new Jack Black movie that's coming out, the, like, Kid Wizard movie. But she plays an old lady.
What?
So it freaked me out. I got conflicted about my own taste. Like, I felt really weird about it. I was just, like, sitting in my room at, like, 1 a.m. and I was just like, this is weird to me. They got an ad on Hulu, and I was like,
Yo, but women, old women, older women can sometimes get it.
This is true.
Like, not even
blame. Wasn't she in, like, Lord of the Rings or something?
Probably. Yeah, she's a famous actress.
She was an elf, yeah.
Them elves. So was Steven Tyler's daughter, Liv Tyler.
That's true.
So was Viggo Mortensen?
Yeah. Was Liv Tyler Galadriel? Or...
She was
No. She was. Oh,
Arwen.
Arwen, you're right. Thank you.
Darwin.
I can't believe that. Thank you.
All them goddamn turtles. Galapagos. And much like that song Galapagos. I got a place for that.
Yeah.
It was all right. It's a Migos track, honestly. For
Is
them,
you ready?
They know what they're doing, and they do it well. They created that weird, like, triplets meteoric flow, or at least brought it to prominence. So I like Migos. They're fun. I don't take it too seriously. They don't take it too seriously. It's just fun music.
Yeah, they're solid.
It's good Overwatch music. I feel like we're going to take that hard left back, like as if
looping around.
Going from iValiance into Migos, like we were leaving, and then we realized that we left the oven on, so we're going to head
back
to the heavy house.
Yeah.
What have we got?
This is Eva. EVA by Mycelia. Now Mycelia.
Oh.
Swiss metal. Heavy as a Matterhorn.
Interesting. I feel like it was single-handedly the doing of Meshuga that turned all these European guys from black metal into djent.
Yeah, no, it's 100%. This is from Apex.
They have a pretty long bio on here.
Yeah.
It's probably full of bullshit, right?
You wanna dig into it?
Well, it's just it's a lot of dates. They're formed in 2010 by the guitarist and drummer. Have two EPs. They had debut album Isolator in 2012, successor Nova 2013, third album 2015, fourth album 2017. So these guys, they stay busy. I wasn't really expecting singing.
Yeah, keep talking. I'm not enjoying this.
But it is Europe, so they like to do that.
Yeah, this is just not what I was hoping for. Not at all.
It's kind of strange that they kept that riff going that whole time.
You made a good intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was impressed with it. And the drums added a measure of technicality, but I kind of wish that after a couple bars of that, he kind of would have gone back in the box,
right?
Like he's doing now.
Well, at this point, the song's happening over.
Yeah, and they were singing, so they're like losing me on that.
Yo, Paolo just texted me. I'm gonna have to go get him after this.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I know, right? What's my name?
Taylor.
I know. Fucking Taylor. He's in College Park or some shit. Motherfucker.
Oh man.
I know.
Better crush that 4-pack.
No way. I'm not even gonna finish this beer.
Oh man.
I want to be able to drive. All right, I'm responsible.
You are responsible. You never know when you have to go pick up that pizza.
Yeah, you're right.
I
can get Lido's.
This is true. Lido's is good.
I can get Trattoria.
I don't know what that one is, sure it's good.
Is that like a place in College Park?
Oh, I bet there's some good pizza in College Park.
I've heard there is.
You can probably get like jumbo slice out there and shit.
Yeah.
Like that.
With like water imported from New York.
They also have a pretty cool vegan spot out there, which, yeah, it's me saying that.
Yeah, magic mushroom.
The endorser of Dead Animal.
Yeah.
But I went to New Vegan with our current roommate, and I got, it's a vegan soul food place.
Yeah.
And I had vegan chicken wings.
Yeah.
And I'm still shook about it. This was a couple weeks ago, and I'm still shook about it. It was actually really, really good, and it was just like chicken wings. It was weird. I wish this outro was
the entire song.
The entire song.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, that beginning just threw me off.
If it weren't for the singing, honestly, I probably would have liked it more.
Yeah.
And trust me, I love singing. I love clean vocals, but I feel like that kind of song isn't the spot for it.
Nope.
I want it to be like Quarter and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'll pass on that. If I want to find good versions of that, I'll just text you. And you'll let me know.
You just listen to the album Dawn, their previous record.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sick. All right. Now that we turn the oven off in the house, we can depart from the heavy house once more back in the trap street.
Let's go.
This is Ratchet Saturn Girl by Amine off of 1.5.
Hey. Yeah.
I don't know what to expect with this guy. I've only heard like four of his songs, but they've all been drastically different. I like my bitch
bad.
I guess we're trapping now.
Yeah, we are.
I think he was class of 2016 for freshman class or 2017.
Yo, this album mark for this single,
mm-hmm.
He literally has the perfect half-lidded eyes. I don't know if you can see it. His eyes are perfectly half-lidded. He looks like an anime character.
He's an Amine character.
Yeah, he looks like an Amine character.
I'll have to check out his album. I know he's gotten really good critical reception. And recently,
you're a nincompoop. He said that.
That is a rarely used insult. He's created for that one. I went through like an hour of watching Tiny Desk concerts, and he actually had a really, really good one.
Really?
Yeah. He did like a mashup song intro that was really good.
Nice.
So I'm gonna have to give this guy more of a chance. I kind of just thought he was like a kid who made fun music. But seems like he's actually really going for it.
What do you think about this, Sean? I'm yawning, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
It's
seems
late
like
for me.
It's not your typical niche rap song.
Did he just change it up?
Yep.
Nice.
Just as I'm saying that.
Yep. There you go. It's like you had a switch for it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, Hope John's talking.
Gotta chill it out. Yeah.
Dude, this is going back to a point I've made previously on an episode.
I was gonna say,
The change in hip-hop and trap and rap in general. To be much more avant-garde, I think largely due to Childish Gambino and because the internet making much more tracks with like crazy song structures and just different parts thrown together, kind of.
Yeah, and almost like genre bending and whatnot. I know Childish did it.
It's gender bending.
Early on, gender bending. I forgot. For this show, it's gender bending. Kendrick did it too. And
yeah.
It kind of makes sense that Aminé would be doing this now that he's, you know, getting really into the industry, because people have drawn a lot of parallels between him and like Tyler the Creator, who's done that a lot also. His Tiny Desk concert was the best. Tiny Desk was amazing.
Nice.
So good.
I'm gonna just switch out beverages. Oh, that was it.
Yeah, that was that.
Oh, Ratchet Saturn Girl.
That was pretty good.
I'm saving that.
I enjoyed that. That was fun. I really need to give this kid a chance at some point.
Yeah, you know, Dylan Selvage really likes Aminé.
Yeah, he reps him pretty hard. Dylan, come back on the pod. We miss you.
Yeah.
Stop dog sitting and come here. Or come bring the dogs here.
Come on the pod with John.
Yeah, come on the pod. Bring the dogs.
Yeah, bring the dogs.
Easy as that.
We'll all have one.
Did you want to intro your next song before you change out your beverage?
Yeah, I'm going to go get soda. I'm going to go get some water, actually.
Hell yeah.
This beer. This is Speaking Sonar by Somersault.
Somersault.
Yep. They describe themselves as coral reef rock. There are four piece out of Austin.
Oh, look, they're sick glasses, John. You see that?
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Got some heart glasses. Very nice.
You hear that? You hear that?
It's nice. It's a nice little cool down.
I've got a swim through. Thank you.
Oh yeah, we gotta cater to our people, you know. We call this the champagne sunroom. We're currently in the process of switching out roommates, so now this is the champagne couch room. Got a lot of couches going on in here. Got some important calls to make.
Yeah, I gotta go to bed.
Oh. That is a very important call, actually. Are you opening tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we have a leadership meeting, so.
Fun.
I know, yay.
Always good. It always sounds legit, though, to say on mic that you have a lead. Oh, I have to go to bed soon. I have a leadership meeting in the morning. It's like, all right, cool. We get it, big dick. You mean goddamn business.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
It's like saying you got a leadership meeting in the morning is just pretty much saying you have overflowing BDE.
I'm trying to find an alternative for BDE because I saw some post about how that terminology is problematic. I think it might be one of those like kind of stretch things. Like if you're going for like pure political correctness, then it might be problematic. But am not purely politically correct.
Well, I've heard BDE mostly used with women.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so I don't know. And then I think with the male alternative, it's tight bussy hole.
Oh man,
not pussy hole, bussy.
Oh man, that bussy,
that butt pussy.
That's...
you gotta type bussy hole.
I don't have to. But I will. Oh man, that's funny. This has been a chill jam so far. I like this. This feels like is this summer living quality?
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is going on.
This is a hammock jam.
Oh, you're right.
That's what I'm feeling.
You're so right.
Like, I feel like if there was like an outro to an anime where it just has the credits rolling and it's just kind of swinging in the hammock
like,
with the blue sky in the clouds.
Yeah, yeah. You can see the cloud just slowly moving. And,
yeah,
like
and it's just going as the credits go.
You can see like the wave kind of like a little slowly lapping the shore. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I see, and I love it.
Yeah. Somersault is what's
up. Somersault, do a somersault. They're from Austin, Texas.
Really?
It's kind of unexpected. I don't know why I kind of expected Jersey.
Yeah, yeah, it's a four. They're a four piece from Austin. I introduced that at the top of the song, Chris.
I heard the four piece, and then I got more distracted by feeling bad that I didn't get John Water at the start of this.
Oh. Well,
well,
we made a boo-boo.
technical difficulties.
Yeah, we lost in the last 20 minutes of this podcast due to SD card storage issues. Our fault, my fault, really.
They make those things too damn small.
Too damn. I mean, 32 gigabytes, how... It's not enough storage, I guess.
Come on, man.
We need a terabyte at least.
Fuck it. But no, this is our fault.
Yeah, it's formal apology.
This is a formal apology to our listeners and John Braun. Therefore, this is a official re-invitation to join us and a coupon for a free mimosa at the Champagne Sunroom, John Braun. Yeah. We're sorry.
Yeah, we're sorry about that. So coming up next is just going to be the rest of the songs with no talking over top of it. So
yeah, so... What you can do is just tell us what you think of the songs.
Yeah.
If you feel so inclined, because we had a lot to say, I believe. So just share it with us. We apologize and please enjoy.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Your patience. nothing new. Always know when you stand for something, but you failed to express this one thing that you and I have still meant for everything. You know we drew these lies, we're trapped inside. Oh, when will you say we've begun? So now we drew these lies, we're trapped inside. Where we realize we're lost in the moment that we call forever. I'm sound like the reservoir. Every comfort feels the same, but not you anymore. Crucified my own desire, but you want what you can, just like I want the same.
Oh, Sway the Rango jacket, ball sling glow, Bronx's only Django. Snap be a golfer star, but that's where my pops go. That's where my pops went. See my percentages are pinned to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, crank it. I should not tie this tie to a metal lock. Let the wings spread. It'll always come back, baby. Come back, shellac, black, baby. A comeback flat, black paint on the Chevy.
Watch the show. It's good.